Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec about their upcoming fall programs. Indianola Parks and Rec having some fall programs come up. First of all, just kind of tell us what families and residents in the area can expect for the rest of this fall.
Well, Andrew, we've got things for families and even families with pets this year. We've got a couple of different things that we're doing for the dog lovers in Indianola. We have got a virtual dog walk, a 10K Tales on Trails virtual dog walk that we're offering. And, you know, everybody's out walking their dogs, and we thought those little doggies deserve their own medal. So people can sign up and get a medal, and they don't even have to track it for us. They just, when they're finished, they send us a picture, and we post it on social media, and they get a chance to brag on their dog. And then the neat thing about this is that the proceeds of this is going to go to Kayakota Humane Society here in town. So people can still do that. They can. It's not just fall. Of course, we walk our dogs year-round, so that's something people can participate in until we run out of medals. And then I'm sure our medal supplier would be glad to make some more for us. So that's something we're hoping that maybe we could do in the future as an equipment is wiped down. So we're going to be having... we're not able to have our indoor playground this year just simply because of the numbers of children who are taking advantage of that. And there's no way to keep all that the equipment wiped down in between. So we decided we would make a program for our littlest ones, age 5 and under, a 4-week program. And our rec coordinator, Afton Bradley, is going to be leading that. And it's Rock, Wiggle, and Play, where parents and children can get together and channel their energy and move with music and playtime. And so that's something parents can sign up for. That'll be coming up starting at the end of October here. We're also going to have some art classes, 3-week art classes that are coming up beginning in November 4th. And we're even going to do a magic camp one Saturday morning on November 7th. That's for ages 7 to 15. So those are some programs we've done. Another thing that's been an annual event for as long as any of us can remember is our big Halloween event on the square. And we have struggled all year as we've been looking forward to this time. Is it going to be safe? Is it going to be safe to do? And when the CDC guidance came out about large Halloween events being high risk, we just made the call that we should not hold that event this year. And we're going to miss seeing everybody in person and all the neat costumes, but we decided we can still do virtual costume contests, and we're doing that for both kids and pets. And so there are instructions on how to do that on our website and on social media, but we're going to have prizes. Bob's Constant Trophies has always done the winners of the kids' costume contest. They're going to be doing some medals this year for our winners, and so we can still have it in a safe way and just keep hoping that in future years we'll be able to get back together and have something that looks more like what we remember in the past. And I've got to tell you, too, we're doing one really neat thing coming up this Sunday, and there's still time to sign up for it. It's a free event. Angie Buchanan, our city horticulturalist, said somebody had actually suggested this to her in years past, that before we winterize the Buxton Park, can people come in and cut flowers? And because a lot of those flowers then, they get pulled. Actually, they'll start winterizing the park and they start pulling up. So this Sunday, she's got some time slots still available at 2 o'clock where you can sign up. You can come. You bring your own clippers and a bucket of water to keep your cuttings in. You can go home, and if you want, you can make a bouquet, snap a picture of it, send it to us. And it's another contest where winners will get to get some sort of prize or gift certificate for our plant sale next spring. So this is another way to sort of prolong the beauty of fall, to be able to take some of those pretty flowers home and keep them as long as we can in our home. So like I said, we start actually next week. We'll start winterizing the parks. That means closing the restrooms at park shelters, cleaning up the flower beds, and just doing sort of fall maintenance to get ready for winter. We don't like to think of it, but it is coming. And we still want people to get out and enjoy the parks and just realize that after next week, the restrooms won't be available.
Absolutely. Well, I did want to kind of review the later months of summer, the first couple of weeks and months of fall. You already kind of talked about it being a little bit heartbreaking to not have some of these events and changing some of them from in-person to virtual. Talk about that process a little bit, because I think everyone's going through that right now, but Parks and Rec, I think it has to hurt maybe a little bit more because you're so used to doing all these in-person events for kids and for families.
Exactly. And we are probably our best example of that is our flag football program that we had that's now concluded, but we struggled with whether or not to offer that, but tried to find a way that would be safe for everyone. So the safety measures that we put in place with that were that all the spectators had to be off the field and socially distanced, so we keep spectators socially distanced and safe. And then for the kids, they would only be, you know, their own team. They would only be around their own team after every third touch, I think it was. The balls were wiped off. I mean, we just did everything, and masks were worn. So we tried to figure out ways to have it and have it safely, and we made it through our season. It was a six-week season, but we made it through our season safely, and I think the kids were able to have a good time, and we had just as many signed up as in previous years. With an outdoor event or an outdoor league like that, it's a little bit easier to know you're going to be able to keep everybody safe. When we move indoors, and we've got a whole new level of calls to go over, and as we look at basketball, we're hoping we can have youth basketball starting after the first of the year, but that's still, there's still question marks there. Number one, will the schools be open to having outside groups come in and use their facilities? And so that, you know, if they do, then we've got a place to practice. If they don't, then that makes our decision fairly easy because we won't have a place to hold them. But so there's so many things. You on the one hand, you want people to be able to get together and do stay active and be healthy and have fun, but you want to do it safely too. And so we are constantly keeping an eye on what the CDC guidelines are, and as we all know, those are changing. Those change like the weather in Iowa. So, but yeah, we're all just trying to just enjoy what we can and make the best of it. And I think we talk about one of our favorite pictures we've gotten in from one of our participants in the dog walk was just this happy, smiling dog. He's standing by the trail, and it's like, you know, when we're outside and enjoying nature, it does make us happy. Even the puppies are happy, so we'll all have to get used to being outside a lot this winter, I think. Bundle up and go out and enjoy it anyway, right?
Thanks to Kathy Castor for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.